I wasn't sure where I was headed until I just got here. So that's just part of it. Amen. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" And he answered, said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. God bless you tonight. You may be seated. I promise you I'm going to do my best to just teach this lesson and go on. But that word there, he answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast seen him, and he is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Hear me tonight, church. I'm going to be talking on the Godhead. Who is he? But I want to interject this very quickly. Don't allow the troubles of life to cause you to question what the Spirit of God tells you to say and the life implement that you are, because if somebody's going to see who he is and understand who he is, he's got to see the Holy Ghost through you. She's got to see the Holy Ghost through you. That's the imperativeness of prayer, because we become like he is when we pray. Matthew 21 and 8, "And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this? Who is this?" And the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." The introduction tonight, the great question concerning Jesus Christ was always, who is he or who is this? It's still a question in the Christian world today. Let me talk tonight for this perspective. Our world we live in knows what Christianity is supposed to be. But deep in their heart and their spirit, they're still asking the question, who is he? There is people within the apostolic movement who has felt God, who is looking for more of God. And when they pray, "Lord, I really want to know who you are." From the beginning of mystery, the ministry where Dr. Luke recorded Isaiah's writing in chapter 51, in 4 and 2, 22, excuse me. "They all that bear him witness and wondered at his graciousness," or his gracious works, "which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, is not this Joseph's son?" We see the question, who is this? And under Matthew's record in chapter 27 and 54, the words of the centurion, when he said, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, he said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." We know that mankind has always marveled at God. But we're living in an era that God is allowing the world to move into a realm where they're caught up in self things, self idols, self purposes, all of these adjustments, but they're still looking for who he is. They really are hungry. We're not pushing a denomination. I want to just teach. I don't want to get too excited. I'm going to pull the brake back. I downshifted. Did you hear it grind? You don't understand what it's like, really. I feel like it's kind of just, well, preach to me tonight, or teach to me, preacher. But let me get it on my own. I understand that. I'm with you. We have to be careful about really discussing who he is, because the world has their guards. They can put a wall up quickly because they become feeling pressured. But if you get it up for the Holy Ghost, the power of God that was in this building Sunday night and Sunday morning and Tuesday night, and it's still here tonight. I said it's still here tonight. Excuse me. I done stripped some gears in my voice. Praise God. We have to be careful how that we present who he is to people. But we were and are intended by God to allow the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, to become the reflection of who he is. And when we open our mouth, it's not to discuss or to argue the word and our doctrine. It's not about that. I'm going to say it one more time. It's not about arguing. It's about having enough of the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm talking about, Brother Collins. If I got enough of the Holy Ghost, they just look at me and go, well, I don't know who he is, but I know you got something that I don't know about yet. Well, hallelujah. In Luke, they said, and they sat at meat with him and began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? Going down to 99, and Herod said, John hath I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. Even the evil want to know who he is. You hear me tonight, church? Don't get weary in well-doing. The understanding of the word of God and the purpose of the word of God and the principles of the word of God. When we feel a nudge and the Holy Ghost is inside of us, it don't matter if it's on Thursday, if it don't matter if it's on Friday, and I'm tired in my body. That's why we got to have that time of prayer and relationship on a daily basis. We got to remember who he is. Hallelujah. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little stature. Over and over in the scripture, they asked the question, who is this? I feel questioned sometimes when I walk behind the pulpit. People are saying, who is this? I know what's preached. I've heard it. I feel it, but I don't understand really who he is. Why don't you go to that prayer closet if you don't really have that knowledge? And when you walk in that prayer closet, you say, God, I don't need an answer. I don't need anything. All I want to know is I want to be introduced to who you are and what you got for me so that I can tell somebody else who you are. Well, hallelujah. Matthew 16. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am, the Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, some others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But here's the question. But whom say ye that I am? All right. It's all right to be quiet, but you better have the Holy Ghost shouting. Who do you say I am? Well, I think that probably hit him between the eyes. But Peter stood up. Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Boy, when I get excited about who he is and really understand the revelation of who he is, thou art Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. When we get on that attribute and that principle coming out of prayer, I know who he is. He's the Son of God by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. When sickness rises up, we pray with the anointing of oil by the name. Ooh, he told Peter on this rock, I'm going to build my church. I got a good positive word for somebody tonight. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When we stand on the rock that was put into the word of God and we plant our feet, I know who he is. He is Jesus Christ. He's on this faith of foundation. It's the Word of God. Woo. Hallelujah. There's an obvious play up on the words Peter. Petros, proper name, denoting a piece of rock. If you look up the word and start researching it, a rocky mass, spiritual body, the church mentioned here for the first time is built upon the divinely revealed fact, Christ confessed by Peter. Men could try over and over to pervert, change, or add to or take away from my truth or my word. I believe the Bible tells us it'll never change. I think it uses the word never change, jot nor tittle. Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, hallelujah. They're having a good time in there. Zechariah 9:9 was filled in our scripture 487 years after it was uttered. Talking about promises, talking about miracles, the word of God. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation lowly. And riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the fall or the foal of an ass. 487 years, some writers say, that the prophetic word was fulfilled in the word of God. We're living 2,000 plus years after the day of Pentecost. And when it all fell, how many of you have received the Holy Ghost? How many of you received the Holy Ghost this year? I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost every day. I want to go back to him and have a little more drink again. You know, it's like this water, as I said before. You can't get enough. God created us in our body to have a desire for the refreshments for the body. That's the intention of the Word of God. He wants us to drink of him, to sup with him, to have interrelation with him. He's still alive. Psalm 47, 6 and 7, sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Now, Paul's talking about who he is. He just interject a pastoral note. Who are we? Who are we? We're the children of God. He created us. He made us. And what did he do it for? Because he wanted somebody to have a little relationship with. He wanted somebody, even when the body's tired, I'm still going to praise him. When we get weary, he said, don't be weary in well-doing. For in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Jeremiah 10:10, but the Lord is a true God. He's the living God, the everlasting King, and his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide in his indignation. There's something about the power of God. There's something about who he is. I told him this afternoon in prayer again. I said, God, I just want to talk to you. I've tried my best to understand who you are and your power and your glory. But I just want to know who you really are again. I got to have a little more drink from that same fountain that I felt on Sunday. The same I felt on Monday and the same I felt this morning. But I need a little drink this afternoon because there's something about God. Well, hallelujah. Sorry, I'll put my brick back on. Didn't mean to bother his ears, mama. Acts 9:4. And he fell to the earth and heard the voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Here's that question. Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord? I got that all messed up, didn't I? It was pretty funny. I'm going to pray that spirit on you too. You better be careful. I made fun of Brother Phillips. Now I got the same spirit. Can't talk. And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Isaiah 43. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. Did you understand that? There was no God formed before him. Neither shall there be after me. I don't need a more powerful word of God to introduce me to who he is, because there's nobody before God. There never will won't be anybody after God. There's one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. He said, even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I don't know about you, but I get excited when I talk about who he is, when I be able to express him and his power. And that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. John 7 and 38. McLean, this is repetitious. You better believe it. But you don't know who's listening. You don't know who's listening. The demonic world is frustrated. They're shaking in their boots right now because we're talking about who he is. They don't want us to believe that. They want to bring that intimidating thing called the flesh and talk to us and cause us to be weary and well-doing. But this preacher's going to keep on preaching. We're going to believe the same thing. There's one God. Hallelujah. Well, John said in 7:38, and he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's why in parent we take a drink every day. 4, 5, 10, 12, 14. I told somebody I'd measured my water a while ago, and I put it in there and I hid it because I had flavored water. I said, I'm trying to make sure I have all I need. That's what we got to start doing. We measure our bottles of water because we take and count them. We say, okay, I got 5 of them out for today. I know I'm good. Whew. Boy, it's quiet in here. Romans 1 and 20. I guess I'll be like y'all. Let me just calm down a little bit. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even in his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. How do we understand that Jesus is the Father in creation, the Son in redemption, the Holy Ghost in regeneration? How do we understand it? The word that says this, the chemical ray is how men in science get to know the sun. The light ray is what allows you to see the sun. And the heat ray is what you feel the sun with. So how do we know God? You want to know God? Know the Father. You want to see God? See the Son. How do you want to feel God? Whew. I felt that back here, that elder. Boy, y'all need to get a hold of what she's got. How do you want to feel God? It's with the Holy Ghost. Hang on just a minute. Let me just talk to you a minute. There's some reasons why there's some people in the Christian world, they don't really understand who he is. They profess to know who he is. They know the Father. They know the Son. But they have yet to find out who the Holy Ghost is. The only way you find the Holy Ghost is with the uttering of the Holy Ghost. Speak it out of you with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. The Father is eternal, the Son is external, and the Holy Ghost is internal. I'm sorry you sat there, but I got to shout a little bit. I know who he is. I see him. I feel him. I know he's inside. And when I talk to him, I have relationship with him. Woo. Well, hallelujah. Let me tell you about some of you personal entrepreneurs and you really want to have that job. You want to get that bid. Quit trying to do it with the new look. Quit trying to do it with that new attitude of your own and all your fancy words and your blah, blah, blah. Just have a good old-fashioned prayer meeting and say, God, I don't give a flip if I get it or not, but I'm supposed to give it all to you anyway because it's all yours anyway. And if you'll put him first, all these things shall be added unto you. First John 5:7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Well, the Father's one, the Word's one, and the Holy Ghost is one. And it says, so, and these three. Oh, it does say that, or one. I'm trying to get some of you fired up a little bit tonight, praise God. Yahweh is a combination of three Hebrew words. He that will be is the future tense. Hov is Hove. I am he that is, the present tense. And Haya, I am he that always was, past tense. I gotta make up a word so y'all can have fun doing this. Haya Hove Haya. You say, what'd you just say? I just said future, present, and past. That's my God. That's Yahweh. Why can't we have fun knowing who he is and getting in relationship in a capacity? I can take the word of God and have a good time talking about it. The word of God is its own defense. I don't have to defend it. I don't have to debate it. What I've got to do is get in the Holy Ghost and let God flow through me. You'll forgive me tonight. I'm going to try to say these Greek words. It's pretty funny. I was laughing at myself. I really was today. Jehovah Tisani. Some of these young ladies, I'm going to let them come up here and say these words for me. They're like, no, 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 Pastor. The Lord, my righteousness, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my provider, will always see to it. Jehovah Rapha, my healer and refresher. If you've got a physical ailment in your body, I want you to say Jehovah Rapha. You know what you just said? He's my healer. He's my refresher. He's going to give me a drink. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, always present. Jehovah Rai, the shepherd, my shepherd. He will out. He will be with me. Jehovah Nissi, my banner. Jehovah Jeshalom, my peace. We got enough word in here. If you get down and you get all depressed and get all discouraged, you got enough that you just pick up the word, say, I can't say all them words, but I know one thing. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. All I need is you. I got to have more of him. Who is he? He's the Lord, true living God. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Woo. Hallelujah. John 8:24. I said therefore unto men that ye should die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. I know one thing. I want to know who he is. I don't want to be a disbeliever. I want to be a believer in the one that is. The I ams of Christ, the bread, John 6 and 35. From above, John 8 and 23. The eternal one, John 5 and 58. The light of the world, John 9 and 5. He's the door, John 10 and 7. Yes, sir. He's the good shepherd, John 10 and 11 and 14. The resurrection and the life, John 11 and 25. He's the Lord, the master, John 13 and 13. The way, the truth, and the light, John 14 and 6. The true vine, John 15 and 1. The Alpha, the Omega, and Revelation 1 and 8. The first and the last, Revelation 17. He's not the great I am. He is the great I am. He's the same. He will be the great I am. And we're going to see him in a few days. I guess there's only one person in here that believes he is. Who is he really? He's my healer. He's my provider. Woo! Well, hallelujah. I know it's on a Tuesday night, but you hear this preacher tonight, you better get ready because there's going to be people getting the Holy Ghost on Tuesday. There's going to be miracles on Tuesday. As it was on Sunday, he's here tonight. He's ready. I feel it. I feel it. Hallelujah. There's something about the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it. I can't shake it. But I know one thing. When it gets on the inside, it's got to come out on the outside. Woo. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Anybody fighting anything tonight? Come on now, anybody fighting anything? Hey, you get up on Monday morning and your body's tired and you got to go to work and the pressures of life are there. Hear this preacher, this pastor tonight. There's something more. And I get a hold of the word. I start dealing with that. I say, hey, Lord, upon your shoulders, your name is Wonderful. Your name is a Counselor. You are my Mighty God, my Everlasting Father. You're my Prince of Peace. You're the Almighty in Genesis chapter 17. You are the blessed one in Luke 1. Well, hallelujah. Oh, I better downshift. I forgot I'm supposed to keep the brake on. You just keep thinking that, sit there and just have a good time. I'm going to preach tonight. I don't have much more, but I'm going to preach a few more minutes. Hallelujah. He's the caring God in 1 Peter 5 and 7. He's the delivering God in Daniel 3 and 17. He's the eternal in Deuteronomy 33 and 27. He's the faithful God in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. He's the great I am in Titus. He's the Holy One in Leviticus. He's the immortal in 1 Timothy. He's the jealous God in Exodus. He's the King of Kings in Titus. He's the loving God in 1 John. He's that merciful God. When you put your sins on the altar and you love him and the baptism of the Holy Ghost comes, there's something more than being a professional Christian. There is something about being a true child of God. Come on, if you got the strength in your body to lift up your voice and give the Almighty God a little praise tonight. Come on, lift it up high. He said, don't be ashamed of him. If you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel it moving outside the walls of this building tonight, church. I said, I feel it moving outside the walls of this building. I feel backsliders being stirred in the home. I feel brand new people saying, who is he really? I believe there's going to be an introduction to some people's lives. He is the impotent God in Matthew. He's the performing God in Philippians. He's the quickening God in 1 Timothy. He's a ready God in Nehemiah. He's a saving God in Isaiah. He's unlimited in Exodus. He's wise in 1 Timothy. He's a yearning God in Matthew 11 to 28. And he's jealous in Isaiah 37. Somebody needs to put your little physical emotions aside. Quit trying to figure it all out in your own little natural way, but get in the Holy Ghost. And when you get in the Holy Ghost, God's going to lead you and let you understand. God's going to bring back everything that he is and what he wants to be in your life. And you won't have to worry about some of your problems anymore because you're getting out of the way and let the Holy Ghost that you received. Some of you had it 40 years and you're still dealing with the same things you've dealt with your whole life. You've got to move back to that place. I just feel saying this. Brother Leslie, it's all right if I say something tonight we talked about today. Okay, make it sure. I want your approval. Sometimes we talk private. I don't want nothing to get out of my mouth that's not right. I've just felt the Holy Ghost nudge. The elder told me that's a prayer warrior right there. That's a praying man. He's living for God all his life. He's got it. He's got what it takes. But me and they know how to pray every day. He confessed today. He said, Pastor, he said, I kept praying. And he said, I got to that point where I was at that brass wall. He said, I would get through praying and I'd go back to the same thing the next day. And day after day, he said, I couldn't feel nothing. I just couldn't get past that brass wall. But he didn't stop. And he said, there was one day when he got there, and I believe it was this way, Brother Leslie, you correct me if I'm wrong, but he said, I got there in prayer. And he said, when I opened my eyes up, he said, there's that brass wall. And he said, I heard a voice. He said, I saw that facial of Jesus Christ. And he said, I've always been here. What's that to God? What's that got to do with tonight, Bo McLean, about who God is and about the Godhead? Let me tell you what it is. It's when you get to that place that you never stop going back. Because if that's the place that you didn't feel him, he just wanted to find out. Do you really want to know who I am? Are you going to tarry? He said, go and tarry till you be endued with power from on high. Somebody said Apostolic Temple's crazy. Boy, they run the house on Wednesday, Tuesday night Bible study. They just don't know what I know. They don't know who I know. I just can't. There's fire shut up inside me, and I just can't get it to stop. I've got to have a little more. I want to go a little deeper. I really want to know who he is. I'm hurrying. Only 14 more. Just playing. See there, I felt that spirit. I check you. Try the spirits to see if they be of God. John chapter 20, 14. And when she had said thus, she turned her back and she saw Jesus standing and knew him not that he was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? You know the story. She supposing him to be the gardener. We just breeze past that. I'm pausing just real slow right here. Because if this did not have a very imperative, important place in the Word of God, why would it be there? She's supposing him to be the gardener. Said unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. Her eyes was open. Mary. Huh? Huh? She turned herself and said to him, Rabboni, which is to mean master. He said, touch me not, or if I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Pastor, why are you stopping right there? I want to tell everybody in this building. There's times you don't recognize who he is because he can come in a whirlwind. He can come in your trial. He can come elder in that brass wall when we just can't find out and figure it all out. But when it becomes a recognition and we hear him say, David Jr., Louis Gantz, what is our response? If only we could see and know and understand who he is. Not the second person of the carpenter's son. Not the gardener, but God. I hope I can open it up to everybody in this building because there's so much power in this place. I said there's so much power in this place. Look at your neighbor and just tell them. Come on, even if it's your husband or wife, you got to do it. Look at your neighbor and tell them, did you know how much power you have? Boy, that was a lame reaction there. You know how much power you got? I'm being funny, okay? Come on, lighten up a little bit, church. Holy Ghost has spoke. With that knowledge, you could leave from here with a song in your heart. Oh, you say, Pastor, why are you preaching it again? I'm preaching it again. You better get ready. Next year, I'm going to preach it again. You know why? Because if I could ever get the light on in your spirit, and if your relationship would come a hold and understand, I'm a child of God. I'm called of God. I know who he is. I have received him by the power of the Holy Ghost. Then there's something about that fire. There's something about the praise that gets on your lip. I'm hurrying to a close. Just make your way. Just don't start too fast. I'm not bragging. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm giving God all the glory. To God be the glory forever. I was taking care of some business, and my phone rang, and it was Thomas Wayne. And he said, well, they told me it's going to be a few hours from my truck. I have to get service on the company truck, da-da-da. And I said, well, I was going to grab a little bite to eat. I said, you want to go? He said, yeah. Well, then my son-in-law finished up some stuff he was doing. He said, where are you going? I said, well, then a preacher called me. I looked down and saw the name, and I said, okay, this is an elder, bishop. So I circled around. I was out here talking in the parking lot to him, and I turned back around and got on the tree. And I text Zach. I said, pick Thomas up, da-da-da-da, blah, blah. Yeah. We agreed where we was going to eat, get a little lunch. Well, I beat him there. Got every light. Perfect. What's this got to do with who he is? When you really get in that relationship, church, I'm saying this tonight not to glorify myself because it's the first time it ever happened. First time. I got out of my car, went walking into the restaurant. The lady, first time ever that a woman had opened the door for me who was a receptionist. You know, guys are supposed to open the door for women, right? Women are supposed to go first, right? Oh, I better teach on that real quick. Hang on just a minute. Playing. She opened the door and I looked at her and she said, how's your day going, sir? I said, oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I didn't anticipate saying that. Normally I say it's always marvelous, God's good. But it didn't come out that way. And I started to say something else, Sister Long, and it didn't come out right. Because every time I tried to say something, it was about God. She kept looking at me, walking backwards. She was the most polite, unbelievable receptionist that I've ever been to. And I'm telling you, it just was like, and I got tickled. She said, "You by yourself?" I said, "No, I got one with me. It's obvious." Her eyes got about that big around. I said, "No, I got my son-in-law and my son coming to eat lunch with me." I said, "Are you doing good today?" She said, "I pray that somebody in this building hear me, apostolic temple. God's already given me a confirmation that he wants me to come higher with him. But the revelation he's gave me is that the church has got to follow the shepherd. But you got to push me. You got to push me. We got to walk together. If we're going to go higher, we got to have one another. When we walk into restaurants, God's going to open our mouth up. It's like you just... You ever had said something bad that come out of your mouth and you didn't mean to? Oh, your spiritual, praise the Lord. Well, I'm just getting the revelation. Y'all already all had it because I say more bad than I do good. And I said, "Now, Lord, you give me some enlightenment." As I was praying this afternoon in the prayer room, in the office, I just kept enjoying, loving on him. And it was like, I want to be that voice in you. I'm closing. John chapter 9, verse 11, speaking about the miracle power. He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed and I received my sight." The miraculous power of God is not limited to the word of God. And they said unto the blind man again, "Who sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet." They said again, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Everybody in this building, there was a time in your life, my friend, you was blind. But when you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, your eyes was open. Your spirit was changed. You got a testimony, and God gave it to you for the purpose that when somebody says, "Who is this Jesus Christ?" I am a reflection of the one true living God. We serve the one. He's alive and on the throne. Hallelujah. If you don't know him tonight like I know him, if you don't know him like I know him, you got an opportunity tonight. Brother McLean, it's Bible study. We're supposed to be going home right now. I'm giving 5 more minutes. There's somebody in this house right now, there's a saint of God. I said, "Brother McLean, I want what you've got. I'm tired of messing with the same feelings. I'm tired of messing with these same things in my life, my mind." He said, "I'm here. I don't want to be tempted by the same stuff I was tempted with. I've got to know who you are. I want your voice to speak outside of me. I want to be the voice that God can talk to this world, because I want to be a part of the revival, the end time revival." Come on, if you want to come, come. I'm not pressuring anybody. But if you want to come up here and get close to this pulpit, get close to this altar, get close. I want you to stand to your feet, please. Lift up your hands to God. Come on, church. I believe we can stand up tonight and open our spirits to God with everything we've got and say, "God, I got to get myself out of the way. I want to be able to pray the prayer of faith.
Oh, my Prince of